I am spiritually illumined. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. I am spiritually illumined. What a glorious feeling to feel that you're spiritually illumined. I do. I feel that I'm spiritually illumined. I feel that I listen within and I turn my attention to everything beautiful and good, and I hear everything beautiful and good, and I pay attention to everything that's glorious and wonderful. I realize that I am the living expression of joy and peace and harmony and right action and love in every possible wonderful way. And so it is. We have the ability to think our thoughts, and in thinking our thoughts, we have the ability to experience our world exactly as we want to experience our world. So, if I think of being spiritually illumined, I think, what does it mean to be spiritually illumined? Well, to be spiritually illumined means to be tuned 100% to the divine within. To be tuned 100% to all that is good and beautiful and wonderful in this world. To be spiritually illumined is at all times to be living in the consciousness of peace, to be living in the consciousness of power, to be living in the consciousness of all that is good and all that is very, very good. My goodness, that seems like a rather imposing task. Yes, impending and imposing both. It's a task that sort of sits on our shoulders and says, hey, you going to do something about this? You know, you going to do something about this? You going to pay attention? You going to be that wonderful illumined person that is inside of you? And you think to yourself, all right, I'll be that wonderful, illumined person that is inside of me, and I will enjoy being me. Ho, 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 ho. Now, that's kind of wonderful. Now, how do we go about being the beautiful, wonderful person that is within us? How do we go about experiencing that? What sort of thing do we do that lets us know that this is who we really are? What sort of thing do we really do that lets us know that we are wonderful, that we are glorious, that we are fantastic? What wonderful thing is it that we do that lets us realize that all is in divine order, and all is perfect, and all is wonderful? What lets us know that? Well, what lets us know that is our own inner awareness of who we are. Our own inner awareness that we are the wonder of the universe. We are the joy of the universe. We are the perfection of the universe. We are the goodness of the universe. We are everything that is beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. And as we say this, and as we know this, we experience this. When you tell a little child that they're wonderful, he says, thank you. And then they go on being more wonderful. When you tell a little child that they're naughty, they don't think they're naughty. And they say, okay, if you think I'm naughty, I'll be naughty. If you think that's what you want me to be, I'll be that. Whatever you want me to be, I'll be that. I don't care. I don't care at all. And so then they go out and they do things that don't make them happy and that don't make you happy. But why do they do it? Why have you created them doing that? It's a silly thing, but why have you created them doing that? Well, why have you created yourself doing that to yourself? Why have you created yourself feeling that you are less than perfect, less than beautiful, less than fantastic? Why have you created that? Why have I created that? At any time in my life, why have I created that? Well, I have created that because I do not have a high opinion of myself. Well, let's change that high opinion of ourselves to our divine opinion of ourselves. Now, oh, true, you as a human being may have certain aspects of your being that you haven't accomplished or embellished or improved to the point you'd like to, but just let that go and stop thinking of yourself as a human being. Start thinking of yourself as a divine being. Every time I think of myself as a divine being, I look totally different at myself. I don't have to make any excuses to anybody for anything, because I just live according to that divine purity, power, joy, and magnificence within me. And as I live according to that divine joy, power, and magnificence within me, everything seems to just unfold in a most acceptable way. Now, all is in divine order. Is all in divine order for you? You can be sure it is when you just let go and let all that is be who you are. Can you let go and let all that is be who you are? Can you let go and say, I am divine, I am the pure white light of love, I am all that is good and beautiful and perfect and wonderful? Can you say that? Can you say that you are the joy of all? Can you say that you are beautiful, you are good, you are wonderful? Can you say that? Well, if you can say that, then everything functions beautifully for you. And if you can't say that, then you're not listening from your divine center. You're listening from your human center that says you're limited, that says there are things you can't do. Is there anything that God cannot do? Well, I didn't create a God that was limited. I created a God in my consciousness that was unlimited. A God in my consciousness that can do anything, anytime, anywhere, in any way. And the God in my consciousness is super. And are you super? Are you a super wonderful being? Do you like yourself? Do you think that God created you, or you created yourself, or whatever terms you want to use for this, in a wonderful, magnificent way? I do. I do. And I live that way. And I delight in being that way. And as I delight in being that way, so it is for me. Think about it. I am spiritually illumined because I choose to live in a spiritually illumined awareness of myself. I always was spiritually illumined. I always will be spiritually illumined. And if I recognize it, then I am it. If I don't recognize it, then I am unaware of my spiritual reality. Now, can I be spiritually illumined right now? Yes. Am I spiritually illumined? Yes. Right now? Yes. Is everything beautiful and good right now? Yes. That's what we want to say for ourselves. Again and again and again. We want to say it, we want to know it, we want to be it, and we want to just have so much fun in living in a spiritually illumined consciousness. It's something we have to choose to do, and I choose to do it. How about you? Do you choose to live in your spiritually illumined consciousness? I see you that way, because that's the only way I know you. Know that you dwell in my love, in my peace, in my allness. You dwell in the perfection of all that is, and all that is very, very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.